This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You
must welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box. Men, I am aware that you just can't give away the ranch when it comes to like public money for stadiums or upgrades. And we do need politicians that are, you know, careful with our money. Because let's face it, Thomas Eagleton gave away the ranch, and that's part of the reason why the Rams were able to leave. It's the main reason. You know, they had a really dumb contract. So we need politicians that want to cut the best deals for the city. But here's something kind of interesting, is that there was so much angst over giving any public money or any tax money to the Enterprise Center, Scott Trade Center at the time, and everybody fought it. And then there were people like Chris Zimmerman and Frank Viverito and Doug Elgin saying, you know what, if we want to keep getting events, whether it's U.S. Figure Skating Championships, NCAA tournaments, NHL All-Star Games, we got to upgrade this thing because everybody else is getting a new building. And these new buildings cost $800 million or $900 million or $600 million. So the Blues really went at this thing hard, and they got shot down and shot down and shot down, but they kept sticking with it. So it finally worked out where they've sunk $95 million into this thing, and then after all the new seats are in by the end of next summer, it'll be about $140 or $150. But think about this. Just one weekend next year in January, it's going to be $20 million, or one week, I should say, of economic impact. The NHL is going to have 5,000 rooms. And keep in mind, too, January in downtown St. Louis, well, it's not exactly a thriving, popping time. So they sunk 95 in now, and they're going to get 20 back that weekend. And just think of all the other events that they're going to be able to land, because I'll tell you, I don't know, when is the last time either of you have been in that building? Because when I walk in it now, I think it looks like it's brand new.
You're talking the Enterprise Center?
Yeah.
I was there New Year's Eve. I was there at the game, and I went to the Bomberito Suite, got hooked up for my girlfriend's dad. He works at a law firm, got some corporate tickets.
Very nice.
Right next to the Fox Sports studio. It's unbelievable, the transformation, and I've never been up to that area. It is spectacular. It's night and day difference as far as walking through the concourse.
Oh, the concourse is where it's at.
It's a game changer.
Yeah. Brian, have you been there recently?
I have, a couple months ago. It's nice.
It really is. It feels like it's new. And I imagine when the new seats get in there, it's going to feel completely new. So I was just thinking about that yesterday because we sat down with Chris Zimmerman, and I asked him point blank the percentage chances of the NHL All-Star Game coming to St. Louis if we didn't sink $95 million. And he said, zero. Zero. So it's already going to pay a dividend. I'm excited about that. It's going to be a week-long celebration of hockey, too, because I got a feeling that, you know, all the Hall of Famers, the guys with the statues, they're going to be honored. You know, some of the great youth hockey programs, the one out at Hollywood Casino will be up and running. It's a great thing for our
time. And you'll actually get to see some good play on the ice at the Enterprise Center, which I think has been lacking this year. So I think you need that.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Accurate shots, though.
That is brutal when you think about it.
I'm glad I was sitting in the Bomberito Suites. I could go up and get drinks, watch the Mizzou game a little bit at the tail end.
So who invited you?
My girlfriend's dad is the CFO at a law firm downtown, and they obviously get corporate tickets and always ask me to go. I've never actually sat in these all-you-can-eat-and-drink seats at the Bomberito area, but wow, it was quite the experience.
So not only is this girl attractive, she comes from a nice family.
Her mother also is high up at a law firm in Clayton, so, you know.
And she likes you.
Oh, they love me. You know me. I'm a people person, so.
Very nice. All right. What else? Anybody with a mean Gene Okerlund thought? Brian, what are your – did you get to really see him much?
No, I'm not much of a wrestling guy. I know who he is, but he was way before my time.
I remember him vaguely. He used to be huge into wrestling when the NWO, you know, the WWF. But I don't remember. I don't have any memorable stories. I know he's a living legend, and it's disappointing that he is now gone.
All right. How about bowl games you may have watched that were not Missouri related?
Watched a little bit of the Rose Bowl, turned it back on late when Washington was trying to make a close. I turned it on late to see if Washington would get the backdoor cover. I knew the Huskies wouldn't win, but I knew that a certain host on this station had put money on it, thinking it would be a blowout, and I was...
Oh, so Chuck lost some money?
He didn't lose money. He got in early when the line was Ohio State by 5. And it moved to, I think, 6 or 7 by the time the opening kickoff happened. So I knew that when it was, I think, maybe an 18-point game, and Washington scored and made it a little bit closer, and I was thinking, like, you know, this, and I thinking they'd have to go for 2, that the point spread as such was going to become a factor late in that game, and I put it back on to see if Chuck would win his bet, lose his bet. He ended up pushing in maybe the worst possible manner because Ohio State kind of stopped offensively. Washington came back, made it a 5-point game, and then Ohio State picks off the 2-point conversion and has a very legitimate shot of bringing it back for, I think, what would have been 2 more points. I think that's how the rules go. And instead, he gets tripped up with basically one man to beat. And then, and because of that, Chuck has to push, and some people lose money on that if they had gotten in later. And I didn't hear, disappointingly enough, this is where I miss Musburger. I did not hear the Rose Bowl commenters, Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit, mention the line. And maybe someone can correct me, but I didn't hear them just kind of vaguely say, some people are upset about that, which disappointed me.
So if that's the most interesting thing about your bowl game experience, well, the point spread.
I didn't watch many bowl games. I missed Saturday, and I didn't miss anything on Saturday because both games were blowouts. I'll watch Monday night, but bowl season this year just seemed kind of lacking.
I tell you what, the first bowl game I turned on was the Cal-TCU offensive showdown.
Oh, yeah.
The 9-interception, 10-7 overtime game. That was the worst. I watched a little of the Texas-Georgia game. Was super surprised that Texas completely manhandled Georgia. I thought that would be a blowout in Georgia's favor. And, of course, I watched the Missouri-Oklahoma State game the most.
And you were rooting for Oklahoma State? Be honest. You're on a lie detector right now.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's take a short time out before we go to break. Quick word about Maryville. Maryville.edu is the website. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, campus networking, career guidance, and all things Maryville. We appreciate them being our great sponsor. All right, let's take a short time out, and we'll be back with Martin after this.